Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate July 21st. SS-433 is the only member of its kind in the entire galaxy, a microquasar. It consists of a supergiant star, a black hole, a disk of superheated gas around the black hole, and corkscrews of particles firing into space at a quarter the speed of light. Full-size quasars are found in the hearts of galaxies. They're powered by black holes that can be billions of times the mass of the Sun. SS-433 isn't nearly that big or massive. The black hole is perhaps 8 times the mass of the Sun, with its companion a little bigger. Hence, a microquasar. The two objects are so close together that the black hole pulls gas from the star. The gas forms a swirling disk before most of it falls into the black hole. So much gas is pouring in that it's superheated. It emits huge amounts of X-rays, so it's especially bright. The black hole shoots some of the infalling gas back out into space. The gas forms 2 jets, one from each pole. The black hole is wobbling, so the gas spirals out like water from a spinning lawn sprinkler. Seen in profile, the jets form corkscrews that are many light years long, part of the only microquasar in the Milky Way galaxy. SS-433 is in the southeast at nightfall. It's to the upper right of Altair, the leading light of Aquila the Eagle. Despite SS-433's brilliance, you need a fairly big telescope to see it. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.